and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House says there's another deal on the table to bring about a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. At the State Department, spokeswoman Tammy Bruce.
There's been a proposal put forward that seems to be promising. We are unaware of Hamas accepting it.
Israel is on board. CBS News contributor Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
According to Israeli media, Arab media, and others, five living Israeli hostages would be released on the first day of a 60-day ceasefire, and another five living hostages about a week later.
President Trump met at the White House today with Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt confirmed Trump pressed Powell to lower interest rates.
The president's been very vocal about that, both publicly and now I can reveal privately as well.
This just in, the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit has temporarily stayed last night's court ruling that blocked President Trump's tariffs. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Road construction will start as soon as June 2nd on another section of Wisconsin Highway 29 in Marathon County. Governor Evers signed a $10.1 million contract to improve the deteriorating road. The work has been progressing in recent seasons, with sections being worked on at intervals. This year, American Asphalt of Wisconsin crews will be working between Purple Martin Lane and Little Rib River. The 12-mile section begins before Marathon City and extends into Wausau. During construction, Highway 29 will be open to one lane of traffic in each direction at all times. The project is scheduled to be completed by the fall of this year. Home sales in Wisconsin are down again. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5% compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement, increasing 5.9% to a 3.6-month supply in April, yet this figure remains considerably below the 6-month supply indicative of a balanced market, which would necessitate a 67% increase in current listings.
You can come support the Stevens Point Police Department K-9 program this weekend at the second annual Car Cruise with the Cops Car Show. It's this Saturday on the corner of Main Street and Michigan Avenue in the P.J. Jacobs parking lot. The car show starts at 10 and the cruise begins at 3. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with 2 hits, 3 runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70 and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the action to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlan makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kapeski from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlaw.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zobbers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome to hour number two of the big program on Thursday, May 29th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite from the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Glad you're along. Overcast skies now. Maybe some showers across parts of the state of Wisconsin. Some rain. Still needed rain here and there, but then the weekend looks sunny and warm. So there you go. We'll continue to update you on that. Many thanks again to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez for joining us in hour number one. If you didn't catch it, feel free to download the podcast. You can find it at civicmedia.us. Albaugh Show. Is that how they do it? I don't know. Just go to civicmedia.us. Then it'll say shows. You click on that, and you'll find our show.
Yeah, you click on shows, you find the Todd Albaugh Show.
I should probably know how to find my own shows, but I, you know. I'm sorry, I'm looped up on sinus meds.
Gocked up on Whoop Chick.
I apologize for the voice today, everybody, but I'm not the only one. I talked to some friends of mine, I guess tree pollen this year. Which is just going
crazy. The tree pollen is crazy. By my house, yeah. I keep wanting to open my windows when I turn on my car because, you know, it's getting warm. And right. It's sitting there baking in the sun all early morning. Mm-hmm. And then I do, and then start seeing all the tree pollen float into my car. And I'm like, actually, I'm just going to keep these up.
Right. Somebody, you park your car for a half hour, you come back, and it's all covered with pollen.
Oh, yeah.
Either green or white or whatever.
Coated.
Yeah. You think I'm breathing that in? Holy cow. So anyway, I suffer through like most Wisconsinites do. I'm on Claritin, Sudafed, Fluticasone, Ibuprofen. And people ask me, Todd, why are you goofy? That's why.
I don't think that's in the side effects of Claritin.
No, I don't think it really is. The former pharmaceutical tech tells me. What are these side effects?
Of Claritin?
Yeah.
Drowsiness, probably. That's the main
one. I wish I were more drowsy.
Although there might be, I think Claritin is usually non-drowsy now, or at least drowsy. Yeah,
it is. All right, enough about Todd's sinus problems. Carrying on with the show, coming up here in a little while. This is going to be fantastic, or at least I hope. I pitched this idea earlier to our old Luke Mathers, and he said, oh, sure, do that. And he walked out and he shut the door. And I said to Zobbers, was he being sarcastic or was he being serious?
He had to take a phone call, so it was rushed, so it was hard to tell.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out soon. Think of have you been in a relationship? It was fast. It was furious, like a comet. It burned bright, and then it was over. And you broke up. And then what's your favorite breakup song? We have a list from Billboard magazine. The best breakup songs of all time. We're going to play some of those and take your breakup songs as well.
And because we're doing this for a serious reason. Elon Musk announced that he's essentially breaking up with Donald Trump, that he's had enough of Washington, that he's leaving Doge, his made-up doggy Department of Government Efficiencies thing. And he and his tech bros, his kids, are leaving. I wonder if Big Balls is leaving too. That's the nick. That's the real nickname of one of the 20-something-year-olds that is helped running Doge.
I wonder how many people who are in Doge are ever going to be in any relationship again, much less a short one, because they've done incredibly stupid things that I imagine any sane person would look at and be like, now, why would you do that?
That's
You're
really
an
funny,
idiot.
Right? Yeah. Who would date a Doge boy?
Not I.
Neither would I. All right. 10 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
The choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing to... What is it? Nothing to give away. No prize money involved. There we go. But it is your chance to have your voice heard all across the great state of Wisconsin on this, the 177th birthday of the great state of Wisconsin. It's fantastic. I love celebrating our state. So here we go. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say, because it's the spring, right? A lot of kids are going to be getting out of school, both high school and college. And I don't, well, we'll get into it, but I don't get part of this, right? But here it is, the category today. What's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Too busy or nothing to do? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, let me tell you something, Grasshopper. Man with Civic Media app is smart indeed. Go get it, download it, because here's you can do stuff with our goofy contest here for What's Worse. But really, tomorrow we have our Friday Brewer ticket giveaway. I'm filling in for Kreitlow tomorrow on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Albaugh from 6 until 9. We are going to have a word on Kreitlow's show. Then Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach are going to have a word on Matt Nair on Air from 9 until 11. Tom Hartman out in Portland, Oregon, we send it to him by courier pigeon because Hartman doesn't believe in emails. And so we send the word out via courier pigeon and he unravels it. He'll have a word. Then we'll have a word. Then Maggie Dodd will have a word after us from 4 until 6. So be listening all day tomorrow, because somebody at the end of tomorrow, the computer will randomly choose a winner tomorrow, and somebody's going to have 4 tickets to a Milwaukee Brewers game. So that's why you should download the Civic Media app today. Go to your app store on Apple or Android. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Text us, what's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Too busy or nothing to do. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines, listening here in the beautiful city of Madison on WMDX. Diane, too busy or nothing to do? What's worse?
What's worse? Too much to do.
Too much to do. Too busy.
Too busy.
You get overwhelmed.
Well, I try to make sure that I coordinate everything so that it doesn't seem like I don't have anything to do.
I like that. I like that a lot.
So if I get up in the morning and do all of my ritual things that I have going on, then I have to say to myself, okay, you have something else to do. And that is, you have to get out and you have to make the rolls in the garden. That's one thing I wanted to show you guys how to do it whenever you guys come over to Mamie's backyard garden.
Really? So, all right.
Yeah. So keep that in mind, okay? Because you'll be able to get your organic vegetables here when the harvest comes. So I all want right. you to make sure you have to come in and you have to put in the work, but I don't have any trees in my backyard, so there's no pollen.
All right. Fair enough, Diane. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Listen, thanks for calling in. What's worse, too busy or nothing to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tony, watching on the YouTube channel, says nothing to do is so much worse when you have nothing to do. All right. Appreciate that, Tony. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Roger, listening up in beautiful Stevens Point, says too busy is worse, especially if there's a deadline, right? Well, as an ADHD person, sometimes I work best under a deadline.
Oh, yeah. But I agree.
But yes, you're right. When there's that pressure, you have too much to do. That's no fun at all. What else do we have here? Adam, listening here in the beautiful city of Oregon on WMDX, says too much to do is worse. If there's nothing to do, take a nap. Well, there, that's an idea as well.
Cam in Appleton says, nothing to do means I'm here. So take that as you will.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Tom, listening on WMDX in McFarland. Tom, thanks for calling. Too busy or nothing to do. What's worse?
Definitely too busy, because if I'm too busy, that means I'm stressed out. If there's nothing to do, that means I'm going fishing.
That's a great point. If you got nothing to do, you can find something to do, right?
You got it.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Tom. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zomers, what's worse? Too busy or nothing to do?
Well, it's a little bit difficult because, you know, every once in a while we'll have a what's worse category that I just don't know what I'm not an expert on. I'm not experienced with both. I don't know if I've ever had nothing to do. I mean, the closest I can think, first of all, if you have nothing to do at home, just look around. There's probably something productive you can do. And if not, what, do you not have hobbies?
Right.
And if you're at work and there's nothing to do, you can find something.
Right.
Like almost always, whether that's read a book, if there really is nothing you can do at your job, like, I don't know. I've never had nothing to do. So
you have very strong feelings on
this. I'm going to say that too busy is worse.
All right. Allison Cudahy, the category is too busy or nothing to do. Alice, listening to beautiful Cudahy on WAUK, says, I'd like to know who these people are that have nothing to do. I'll give them a few things to do. So she's with you, Zomers. She's absolutely with you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, too busy or nothing to do? Kurt Madison says, lazy. I want to be lazy. So maybe Kurt's hoping that he has nothing to do. That's also a possibility. Category, what's worse, too busy or nothing to do? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Just looking here at a couple of other texts we have. I think we're caught up on that.
I believe so. All right. What about yourself?
I'm with you. Maybe I'm not quite as adamant about it, but I think in this context, what's worse is being too busy. Because I'm kind of like you. I mean, I think maybe what people are honing in on that think it's nothing to do, you can't be confused with loneliness, right?
Right.
Sometimes you're like, I've got nothing, I've got no one to do anything with. I think that's a different category than nothing to do. Because you're right.
That's true.
Look around my apartment, I've always got something to do to be productive. It's just a matter of whether I have the will to do it or not. All right. Appreciate all your calls. Come on back on the other side. Breaking up is hard to do. Elon Musk says, peace out to the Trumpster. Stay with us. You're listening to the All Ball Show right here across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man.
About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seat belts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Home Depot has fast, free delivery on the perfect gift to help Dad do more this Father's Day. Because Dad is more than just a dad. He's groundskeeper of the yard, the perfecter of the patio, and the cleaner of the clippings. Power Dad's doing with Ryobi cordless outdoor power tools from the Home Depot. Like the Ryobi 40-volt string trimmer kit for $159. For everything Dad is, find the perfect gift at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for more details.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do 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 down do be do down down, comma comma down do be do down down, comma comma down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love.
A little Neil Sedaka. Breaking up is hard to do. Welcome back to the Tell 'Em All Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Sommers on the board. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Great song. I haven't heard that in a long time.
It's a classic, though.
You could hear songs like that every Saturday night on Those Were the Days with our friend Phil Nee on WRCO, a part of Civic Media, from 6 until 9 every Saturday night. If you're not in Southwest Wisconsin, dial him up on the Civic Media app. Just download the app, open it up, scroll down WRCO. You'll hear all kinds of great oldies. Every Saturday night, 6 until 9, Those Were the Days with our friend Phil Nee. I think breakups, a lot of times we associate them with breakup songs. No bigger breakup in the news today. This according to the Associated Press from last night. Elon Musk is leaving his government role as a top advisor to President Donald Trump after spearheading efforts to reduce and overhaul the federal bureaucracy. His departure, announced last night, marks the end of a turbulent chapter that included thousands of layoffs, the evisceration of government agencies, and reams of litigation. Despite the upheaval, the billionaire entrepreneur struggled in the unfamiliar environment in Washington, D.C., and he accepted far less than, or accomplished rather, far less than he had hoped for. He dramatically reduced his target for cutting spending from $2 trillion to $1 trillion and then to $150 billion, and increasingly expressed frustration about resistance to his goals. Sometimes he clashed with other top members of the Trump administration who chafed at the newcomers' efforts to reshape their departments, and he faced fierce political blowback for his efforts. Musk's role working with Trump was always intended to be temporary, and he had recently signaled that he'd be shifting his attention back to running his businesses, such as the electric automaker Tesla and his rocket company SpaceX. But administration officials were often vague about when Musk would step back from his position, spearheading the, I'll interject into this story, made-up Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, or I like doggy better. And he abruptly revealed that he was leaving his post on X, his social media website. He said, quote, "As my scheduled time as a special government employee comes to an end, I would like to thank President Donald Trump for his opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. The DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government," unquote. So there you go. Elon Musk leaving Washington, D.C. Now, a couple of things. A, he got a beat down politically right here in Wisconsin. He spent over $20 million of his own money to try to help get Brad Schimmel elected to the state Supreme Court. And of course, Judge Susan Crawford won by 10 points. Wasn't even close.
That is what the kids call a blowout.
Is that what the kids call it?
Very probably, good.
A blowout. All right. Yeah, so that was very embarrassing. And remember, Trump has said he does not like losers. So I don't think that sat well with Trump when Musk put in $20 million and still lost the race here in Wisconsin. That was part of the impetus for this, I think. Also, as the article points out there for the Associated Press, was not nearly as successful as he said he was going to be. And basically created chaos in Washington, D.C., and a lot of serious implications. In the meantime, there will be tens of thousands, if not millions of people around the world will die because of what Elon Musk did, namely cutting the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, the PEPFAR program, first started by former Republican President George W. Bush, which was a bipartisan initiative and is credited with saving millions of lives, particularly on the continent of Africa. Gone. So yes, there's a serious side to that. And I get that. But I also think it's just kind of funny. Not the part I just said, but this whole very public love affair, non-sexual, we assume, between Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
No, it's absolutely funny because it's something that literally everybody besides potentially those two saw coming. You look at it and you're like, wow, Trump's going to get annoyed with him or he'll screw up once and be out. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
No, and the fact that they were so in love with each other politically or whatever, I also think there's a jealousy factor for Trump. I think he got jealous of the fact that Musk was essentially the shadow president. And I think Trump was like, yeah, time to go. And also, there's lots of reports. Susie Weil, the chief of staff for Trump, she was no Musk fan either. So I thought it'd be fun to look at breakups, the breakup of Musk and Trump to a degree, and what your favorite breakup song is after the break here. And a shout out to Everett listening on WMDX here in Sun Prairie, a more serious take saying, hey, Todd, I get that it's kind of for a bit, but I would argue that your characterization of Musk leaving his role as Doge as a quote-unquote breakup with Trump is cutesy, but inaccurate, and maybe a little irresponsible. Not the first time I've been called cutesy. In reality, Musk is done, he writes, in a mission accomplished sort of way. He managed to stop investigations into his companies, awarded the company's government contracts worth millions more, and hijacked Americans' data, as well as seeding governmental agencies with his young lackeys and exerting additional influence no individual ought to have. All this while providing no evidence of the quote-unquote fraud and waste he was supposedly looking for. And no indictments or prosecutions or any individuals of groups supporting to have engaged in this fraud. Enjoy the show. Cheers. Well, Thanks, Everett. I appreciate that. Yes, there's seriousness, but everybody breaks up once in a while. And now Trump and Musk have their own. What's your worst breakup? A great breakup song on the other side. Stay with us on Civic Media.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Erie keeps making sales, putting the market in a comfortable position. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Today we're talking dairy with Ryan Yonkman. Ryan is vice president and co-founder of EverEgg. He says butter has had a particularly robust international play, which is unusual.
The big takeaway from the cold storage last week was butter. We've been hearing about the idea of big butter exports internationally. We've got to remember international butter is 82% fat, unsalted. So for us to make that switch, you really, really need a firm order. And the butter spread has been wide enough that indeed we are seeing big U.S. butter exports leave the country. Butter stocks drew down counter seasonal. Since then, we've seen butter rally about 40 cents or 30 cents on the board. And that was really the biggest story coming out of that report, which does help the class three market, believe it or not.
Ryan Yonkman along with us, vice president and co-founder of EverEgg. We'll take a look at how the markets closed on a Thursday next.
Everybody wants to enjoy their grilling experience. That means you should think twice about what you're putting on the grill and what people will put in the center of their plate. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here to remind you about Bavaria Sausage. Not only do they have award-winning products that you can pick up at their store located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, always open online, BavariaSausage.com. The other item to keep in mind is the clean label that your family can enjoy. Simple ingredients make the savory flavors that are featured in all of Bavaria Sausage's selections. And let's also remember about the convenience and value you're getting. Think about that protein that you're featuring for your family and the inexpensive cost when you purchase at Bavaria Sausage. Check it out online, BavariaSausage.com. Stop by and say hello. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Bavaria Sausage.
The good work that the dairy markets have been doing didn't come to fruition today. June milk is down 19 cents at 1916 a hundredweight. The July contract down 43 cents at 1950 a hundredweight. Barrel cheese closed a half a cent higher at $1.87. The 40-pound block cheese down a quarter of a cent at $1.94 and three quarters. Double A butter closed 7 cents lower at $2.45 and a half. That's after being up 10 and a half cents this week. Grain markets are mixed. Cash corn closed 4 cents lower at $4.47 a bushel. December new crop corn down 2 1/4 at $4.41 and a quarter. Cash beans closed 3 1/4 cents higher at $10.51 and three quarters, but November new crop beans down 1/4 cent at $10.37 and a quarter. July new crop wheat closed 3 3/4 cents higher at $5.34 a bushel. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70 and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic.
The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian-singer Rob Perivone. And Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
So vain. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past 3 o'clock on a Thursday, May 29th on Civic Media. Zomer's on the board, dialing up the tune. Going to be a lot of music in this segment. I'm very excited about this. Talking about breakups. Yeah, I get it. I know that we already identified in the last segment. There's a very serious side to Doge, the made-up agency that Elon Musk and Trump did. So-called Department of Government Efficiency. And it wrecked a lot of lives, and I
will continue to do so.
And I've called it out several times in this program. But I also think there's just kind of a funny side, this very public bromance between Musk and Trump. I mean, what, Musk put in like over $200 million into Trump's campaign. And you think, oh my gosh. But the guy's a multi-billionaire. And he's made, Musk has, billions with a B more due to Trump doing him a solid for helping him get elected. And they act like they're all lovey-dovey in public, but reports are behind closed doors, they not getting along so much. And last night, Elon Musk announced he's leaving Washington, leaving the administration. And now The Hill reports today, three top officials at Doge are also set to leave their special government employee roles at the White House. White House confirmed that advisor Steve Davis, spokesperson Katie Miller, and lawyer James Burnham are also departing Doge. These folks apparently have been with Musk at SpaceX before and now leaving as well. I'm not sure if the kids are leaving, the young kids. But we'll find out. Anyway, it got me thinking, because I think we've all been there, or at least a lot of us have. When you get into a relationship, and it's hot and heavy and great, and then all of a sudden it's over. And it's just not going to work. And it burns out. And then we have all these breakup songs. There's a lot of great breakup songs. Billboard magazine, I think it's still a magazine. I mean, it's still around. They're online at billboard.com. But boy, when I started in radio, I'll happily date myself, in 1987.
Now, if you happily date yourself, is that a short-lived relationship?
If I happily date myself?
If you're
myself?
Dating yourself? Sorry, bad joke.
I've been dating myself for years, believe me. Anyway, back in 87, into the 90s, probably early 2000s, Billboard magazine would come to the station. And that you would find out what the number one song is in America on the top 40 charts, on country music, R&B. Jeff Perry will remember this. And you live for, and that was the big deal back then for artists to be number one. Casey Kasem, America's top 40. And he'd count down the songs, every week, the 40 top songs. So Billboard magazine put together a compilation, the top 100 breakup songs of all time. Give us a call. What, do you have a breakup story? And, you know, it has to be FCC compliant. But you have a breakup story you'd like to share? Or what is your favorite breakup song? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. What is your favorite breakup song? Or a breakup story? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You don't have to overshare if you don't, but have you ever been in a relationship where it was just a short-lived thing?
I have not. The closest, I mean, I've only dated one person. We dated twice.
Yeah.
And they were both longer
more
serious relationships. The closest thing is I've been on a couple of dates with some people, and I would not call that, it didn't burn brightly and shortly. Mm. It's like a dud match. It just didn't burn at all.
Didn't burn at all. It was a dud. It was a, yeah.
It was kind of just like, all right, so conversations go two ways. It would be nice if you would also make eye contact. That was one of them.
Right.
So yeah, fun.
The vast majority of my relationships have been short term. yeah. Had one longer relationship back in college over a year, and then we broke up, and that was with a woman. And then I kind of figured things out after that. Longest relationship I have with a guy ever is like 8 months. Not even that, maybe 6-ish, something like that. But so I know about this all too well. But have you ever had a short-lived romance and then broken up? Or what's your favorite breakup song? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie up the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for listening and calling in. Favorite breakup song, or have you had a short-lived romance and breakup?
Oh, I don't kiss and tell, so we aren't going to know about the short-lived business.
Okay, all right.
But my favorite song is Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight.
Oh, yes. Very good.
I'm walking.
Right.
After midnight.
Zombers can sing it. We'll see if he can bring it up. Yeah.
All right.
That's a great song. That is a really Patsy Cline. I love me some Patsy Cline. All right, Ollie, thank you very much. We won't make it kiss and tell. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was good. That was great. When you got a little Patsy Cline, bring her in. We'll try to play some of these as we have time. 8-5. Oh, look at that. Here we go.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
The great Patsy Cline. Great job, Ollie. What's your favorite breakup song? The all-time best breakup song? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jill, listening on WMDX in Madison, has chimed in. Zomers, I think this was on from the Billboard Top 100, says, definitely I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Great song to sing and to dance to. Look at that, Zomers and the DJ. Here we go.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong.
I love this song.
I wish we
played too much of it. Facebook gets angry at us. So
yeah.
That's just, we talked about this with Kira Sabin. This is music that can help us mentally.
Absolutely.
Right?
What's going to help you get over a breakup faster than jamming out to that one?
Than a great breakup song. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's your favorite breakup song or a quick story?
Megan here in the office says, ironically, my favorite breakup song is Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier.
Oh.
But only because my husband and I always break out singing at full volume when it comes on. Not because really? It applies in any way.
That's Someone That I Used to Know.
That is another good one.
All right. We got that. There we go.
You didn't have to cut me off, because I can never have
Well, that is also on the Billboard 100 list of best breakup songs. Somebody That I Used to Know. Great, great song. Nicely done by our own Megan here. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What is your favorite breakup song? Or in your opinion, the best breakup song? And you have a story about breaking up with someone. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have Carol on the line, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Carol, thanks for calling. Breakup songs, what do you think?
Time For Me to Fly by REO Speedwagon.
Oh, Time For Me to Fly by REO Speedwagon. All right, well, she's gone, I think. Yeah, it was quick, and it was just like most of my relationships, quick and over. all right, well, Zomers will work on that one. He's brilliant over there on the board. It's like a DJ show here on a Thursday afternoon. What better way to spend an afternoon than great breakup song? Look at that. REO Speedwagon.
I've been around for you, been up and down for you, but I just can't get any relief. I've swallowed my pride for you, lived a life for you, but you still make me feel like a thief. You got me stealing your love away, 'cause you never give it. Peeling the years away, and we can't relive it.
That's a great
it.
Song. REO Speedwagon, one of my favorite all-time groups. They were very, very big for a long time. REO Speedwagon there. This is one, Zomers, we did not have on the list. It did not make Billboard, but I agree with this listener, Kathleen, listening on WISS and Oshkosh. Every rose has its thorn. By Poison. That was at every party that I went to in college. Every single place. Great song. I remember we had in college, there was a party at Cave of the Mounds. I think it is. In a cave. Here we go.
Every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
My favorite part right there, where he goes, yeah, it does.
Oh, sorry.
no, you got it. You got it just right time. Yeah, it does. Poison. Every rose has its thorn. Oh, what memories. What's your favorite breakup song? What's the best breakup song? We're doing some of these according to Billboard Magazine or a breakup story. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Monica, listening on WMDX in Mount Hora. Monica, thanks for calling in. Favorite breakup song or story?
I think it's Walking the Floor Over You. It's either Ernest Tubbs or Hank Williams Sr. The chorus goes, I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink. That is true. I'm hoping and praying that your heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor is good for you. So I've had some bad breakups.
That's fantastic. I'm walking the floor over you. That's great, Monica. Thank you for your listenership. We'll see if we can find that one. But there, some of these are just have terrible lyrics. Nasty, nasty lyrics. And but they said it to music, so it doesn't sound quite so bad. 855-752-4842. Oh, you found it, Summers. Who is it by?
It is Ernest Tubb.
Here we go.
And we will see you on the other side.
Sounds good.
On the Todd Allbaugh Show.
I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walk in the floor.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Nia.
Hi, Nia. It's Jennifer. Did you know that Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, I work here.
Okay. I was just double checking. Get it?
Because Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year.
Oh, you get me, Nia.
You could say that I double get you.
I guess we've taken it too far.
You earn, we match. Discover Cashback Match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
From strangers to friends, friends into lovers, and strangers again. Back to this room.
Welcome back to the Todd Elbow Show. Hopefully you're chilling out. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomers, which one is that you queued up there?
That is Strange by Celeste, requested by Chris Geezy.
Very good. Geezy's listening in. Strange by Celeste. Strange. Strange indeed. We're talking about great breakup songs. What's your favorite breakup song? Our best breakup song of all time? Billboard magazine has a list of 100, been playing some of them, asking for best breakup songs or a quick breakup story, if you have one, after Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Yes, there's a serious side to it, but they're kind of breaking up. Musk announced that he's leaving Washington, D.C. after creating Chaos or Chaos. Not sure if we're going to get to all the songs for you, but want to get people a chance. This, lots of calls. I love it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Al in Campbellsport, beautiful Campbellsport, Wisconsin. Al, what's your favorite or best breakup song?
Breaking Up Is Hard to Do by Neil Sedaka.
Right? Yeah, it's a classic. Breaking Up Is Hard.
He put that out twice.
you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, we let off
62,
the second.
And then I think it was 1975.
Yeah. That's awesome. We let off with that one. So we played it already, but great song. Really appreciate your listening. Thanks so much for...
guys.
Yep, thank you, Al. Appreciate you listening. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we'll check in with Pat east of Milwaukee. Pat, thanks for calling on WAUK. Favorite breakup song?
Hank Williams' famous
Cold, Cold Heart.
Oh.
Saddest song he ever wrote.
Cold, Cold Heart by Hank Williams. All right.
Well,
that's...
you got to play. Really short. It is.
All right. We'll see if we're running out of time. We'll see if we can find it. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Thomas is that good. See, look at this. Here we go. Cold, Cold Heart.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you were my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme.
That's great. Hank Williams, who's better than that? Favorite breakup songs, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I've lost the text. Oh, here it is. Lori, up in beautiful Hayward, Buzz of the North, WBZH. Listening to us in beautiful Hayward. Lori says, Always on My Mind by Elvis Presley. Well, we're going to queue up, with all due respect, my favorite version of that song, Willie Nelson. I think we got that one. Willie Nelson, Always on My Mind.
If I made you feel second best,
you did, you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
The great Willie Nelson. There you go. Fantastic. All right, Heather, checking in Eau Claire, says Skater Boy. How do you pronounce it?
Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne.
That's it. Here we go.
He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but her head was off his face. She needed to come back down to earth.
That's fantastic. That's a good song. She says, it's from my sister who teaches American Sign Language. Said, I didn't realize it was a breakup song until a student translated it for a project. Seeing it signed, I had an aha moment, Oprah aha moment.
I found out it's a breakup song right now. I mean, it makes sense. But.
Oh, my niece, who just graduated from Eau Claire Memorial High School, saying, I'd say California and Me by, is it Luffy? I'm not sure. I'm proud. We'll see if we bring it up here. Thank you, Isabel. Appreciate it, Iz. And congratulations once again. Now, here we go. Very emotional. All right. Let's get, I'm not sure we get to all the phone calls. Hang on, we'll try to, but time is running short here. I want to get Taylor Swift, Zommers. We are never, ever getting back together. I think one of the best breakup songs, according to Billboard magazine, too. One of the best songs ever.
It's incredibly catchy. It doesn't
really
leave
is.
Your head.
I love that so much. All right. Should we try to sneak one more in? How about the little Kenny Chesney to round it out? Not so much a breakup song, but an after it's all over kind of thing. And you're healing. You're healing a little bit. And you're thinking about the person you broke up with. And you're thinking about him or her. And you hear this on your truck. And you're like, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Here we go. A little Kenny Chesney. Knowing you.
Knowing you, you're still wild and free. And knowing you, you're probably way over me. But God, we were so alive. I was a kid on a carnival ride, holding my breath till the moment when you were gonna leave me too soon. But I'd do it all over, 'cause damn, it was good knowing you.
There you go, rounding out. All right. top 100 breakup songs according to Billboard magazine. All balls. Great job, Somers. Thank you so much. That was fantastic.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, everybody. Maggie Dawn is next.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. An appeals court said today it will allow President Trump to continue collecting tariffs under an emergency powers law. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
This is just the first step in what could be a long legal battle pertaining to these Trump tariffs.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
We will go, obviously, to the appeals court, and if necessary, up the chain from there.
Another court upheld a ban on the administration's attempts to bar foreign students at Harvard. Nikki Batiste reports.
Most students here, whether they're international students or U.S.-born students, has said that this legal battle between the White House and their school has really united this campus.
State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce on Secretary of State Rubio's threat to revoke visas for Chinese students.
People who are deemed to be a threat to the country or a problem.